T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is at 8:05, which is right now. Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. And we are live right now on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram. Great stuff on there. Courtney with Kathleen Madigan, Jen Myers with Sterling K. Brown, and me with the Speedo guy from the wedding I was at in Mexico this week. At Courtney & Co. Y98. Check it out. A lot of people have a secret candy stash. 59% of Americans admit they've hidden a secret stash of candy. Post-Halloween, sometimes you got that leftover stuff. Kevin, you're known to hide stuff. Your favorite locations for candy stashes?
Usually in a desk drawer.
Well, that's here.
I was going to say desk drawer top left.
Right.
It's not so secret.
What about at home?
Do you have at home, it's usually up high in the cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The high cabinet is the number one place. Their dresser. People hide it in their dresser. Their desk, their closet, above the fridge, in their car. You got any candy in your car?
I have a granola bar, an axe, and a can of soup.
Wow.
So, no.
No.
All the basics.
No. Ryan hides stuff from me because he knows that I'm too tempted when I see it. So, he hides it.
Yeah. And with Nick, I don't hide it. I may hide it of embarrassment.
Yes, that's...
But I don't hide it because I'm worried Nick's going to eat my candy. I hide it because I'm like, I don't want him to know...
Shame.
...that I bought... Yes,
yep.
It's shame.
I
will put the wrapper in the trash can way...
Under something.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Wow.
And he's not going to do anything. It's just my own thing.
I know. I'm the same. I am the same way.
Uh-huh. You live by yourself, though.
I'm just saying,
wrappers?
Whether it's around here or wherever I might be.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I do hide them. You never know who's going to be in there. People, 1 in 6 people who host Thanksgiving dinner end up regretting it.
That's not a lot.
1 in 6. Yeah, less than, like 18%?
Yeah, that's not a lot.
But why? What are the regrets?
Yeah, what do you regret?
Probably maybe the amount of money, and then
it's
once
expensive.
It's over, you're like, oh.
It costs a lot of money.
It does.
I think they say that people are spending a full paycheck on something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really?
Like, whenever I see these numbers about how much it costs, it doesn't add up to me. It's always way lower in the how much it costs than I think it actually is.
Yep.
Because it's all those extra things.
Well, and then there's, you want, a nice tablecloth.
Yes.
And you might buy, a centerpiece, and you... may pay someone to clean your house before you entertain. All these little things do add up.
Number one reason people like to do it, they like to control the menu themselves. I get it.
Right.
That's not why I'm doing it.
The people at Reynolds Wrap just released their annual Thanksgiving recipes. Things we've seen in the past that are also included this year, a pumpkin spice turkey. You can get Cool Ranch turkey, Flamin' Hot Cheetos turkey, and even a Mountain Dew turkey. New addition this year, people are flipping out about a mac and cheese Thanksgiving turkey. And it's not that difficult to do. Basically, you crack open a box of mac and cheese, you coat the turkey in the powdered cheese, and then serve it over the noodles.
No.
Sounds terrible.
It sounds
Here's
terrible.
The thing.
Really?
You have to make sure you have a big Thanksgiving, a big party. Because you're going to have to cook two turkeys.
Yes.
It's just such a gamble to do on such a big, expensive part of the meal. And if it doesn't work out,
you test that out at another time of year, I think.
On a
maybe Cornish game hen.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, the guinea pig of birds.
That's pricey. You know, the Mountain Dew one, I'm not you never know. You know, Nick makes that brine, and it has, apple cider.
Yeah.
And, there's a bunch of stuff you put in it that I don't know.
I'd be curious to try a bite of each of those things. Yeah. But I don't know that it's like Thanksgiving. I want to sit down and I'm just taking down flaming hot Cheetos turkey.
Yeah, right.
That's my Thanksgiving meal,
but
you know?
Cool Ranch, I don't know. Cool Ranch turkey does not sound bad to me.
You just want the traditional, don't you?
Listen, I have an Ina Garten turkey recipe that is amazing. It includes some sort of special butter that you put between the skin and the meat of the turkey.
Country crock.
It's a step above country crock.
Oh, that's hard to believe.
It's some fancy butter, but it is ridiculous. It's so good.
Sounds like a lot of work between the skin and the meat. Finally, dishwasher. Here we go. Should your silverware in the dishwasher point up or down?
Well, knives I point down because it's dangerous, right. But the rest I have up.
Now, I agree with that, but I also put forks down because I have stabbed myself many a time getting forks out of the dishwasher.
I used to put everything down, and then I think we had a study saying, they don't get clean unless they're up. So I have everything, including sharp knives, up.
I do down.
I do all up except for knives.
I just throw them in there. Whatever,
because I can't decide.
Yeah, there's some up and some down. Isn't that crazy? They got an expert involved, okay?
Well, they wouldn't nest as much the way you're doing it.
That's right. Part of the reason.
Yeah, I mean,
so if there's especially spoons, multiple spoons, I'm mixing it up, guys. I think I've got this thing figured out. That's food stuff. No. they hired an expert, and this guy says it does matter which way you do it. If you want to do it right, he says the silverware should be pointing down so the handles are at the top. Here's why. First, it's a little safer. With the knives. But he says it's more hygienic if they're facing down. But aren't you washing your hands when you empty the dishwasher?
Yeah, I wash my hands before, and I don't grab the
top. I've never even thought about it.
Really?
Not really.
Really? Oh, every time.
Yeah. And I'm not a huge, 10 times a day hand washer, but before I do that, I'm definitely doing it. It is more hygienic. If they're facing down, you only touch the handles, so the part of the spoon or fork that goes in your mouth, you won't get germs or smudges on it when you take them out.
Here's the thing. Taking them out and mine are pointing up, I still grab the handles.
You don't grab it like a beast. You're not a cannibal.
Right. I still grab the handles.
That seems like it'd be difficult.
It's not that tough, people.
Some people think putting them in the other way gets them a little bit cleaner if the stuff is actually pointing up. He says that might be true with some dishwashers, but if there's any difference, it's marginal, so it isn't worth it.
Huh. Okay.
Don't change your life because of this.
I'm going to.
I think you'll still go willy-nilly.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's Foodstuffs on Y98 if you missed anything, or you want to check out the earlier Foodstuffs that we did today. That's right. It was a twofer today. You can get that on the podcast at Y98.com and anywhere you get podcasts. Also, keep in mind, speaking of Foodstuffs, I will be at Lion's Choice out in St. Peter's, the Mid Rivers location. I will be there from 4 to 6 hanging out. It's all for the beginning of the Bikes for Tykes thing. So they're going to round up your bill and donate some money to Bikes for Tykes, getting us started on that. So come see me, Mid Rivers, Lion's Choice from 4 to 6 today. I'll be out there.
All right, and I think we mentioned it in the food stuffs around this time yesterday about Clementines and all the awards they won and how the people from Clementines here in St. Louis were going to be bartenders on Watch What Happens Live. That's happening tonight.
Yeah.
Get excited.
It's exciting.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Not exciting. A high of just 24. Windy and cold today. We're at 12.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.